Just as we move into this first week of the Easter season, we get all the various testimonies, and we'll be seeing them in the upcoming week, all the various testimonies of Jesus' appearances from the different Gospels. And you'll notice that they kind of break into two kinds of accounts, two kinds of narratives. The first kind is the type that we're going to see today, where Jesus expects and actually anticipates that people are going to identify them through some sign in their hearts. Something is that he says will sort of enable them to recognize him in their hearts. And these are people other than the apostles. So Mary Magdalene, the other women, the disciples on the road to Emmaus. There are definitely these indications where Jesus kind of throws out a clue, and of course it begins to occur to them, oh my gosh, this is Jesus, at which point he reveals himself to them. The other kind that we'll see are those to the apostles. And the apostles are given these appearances that are sort of overwhelming in power. When Jesus comes to them, there's no doubt he is already transformed in glory. He's transformed in power. He's transformed in spirit. I mean, it's almost creating terror within them. They think they're seeing a ghost. They think they're seeing God himself. And so this kind of overwhelming revelation of Jesus' divinity is present in them. Let's go to Mary, though, kind of setting this up for the upcoming week. Because Mary, the revelation of Mary, as well as others, the non-apostles, is really a revelation through the heart. And Mary is the very first one to come to the tomb. And, of course, she's struck by the fact that the rock is already rolled back, she sees these angels that are sitting there, and she sees, the absence of Jesus' body, and she's worried, where has it gone? And so Jesus appears to her, but he appears looking like a gardener, right? So he's... doesn't look anything really like what Mary would have expected, what he looked like during his ministry. And just as Jesus appears to the disciples at Emmaus, looking like more or less a stranger. And remember, Jesus is completely glorified. He can appear any way he wants. If he wants to appear like a gardener, he can appear like a gardener. If he wants to appear like God, which he does to the apostles, he can appear like God. And of course, the point is, he appears like a gardener, and it's interesting to see Mary, doesn't recognize him, and thinks he's a gardener, and asks, if you've taken his body, just tell me where he is, I'll go get him. And of course, all he has to do is say one word, Mary. It's just the very way in which he pronounces that name. And there's some way in which he had pronounced that name, her name, his special way of pronouncing that name, that bingo, it takes her exactly 1 second, and she knows there's no one else who does this. This is his way of pronouncing my name. And, of course, she recognizes him immediately, and, the Rabboni, which, is like an affectionate name for rabbi, right? She didn't call him teacher. It's like my kind of teacher, my teacher of my heart, Rabboni, right, is the expression that comes right out of her mouth. She recognizes him. And then, of course, Jesus reveals to her that he is ascending to his Father, that he's going to appear then after the ascension, which is the exaltation to the Father. He's going to appear to the disciples in power and glory. He's going ahead of them to Galilee. And of course, he does appear to them in power and glory, as we shall see in the upcoming readings during the week. But the interesting thing, of course, is for so many of these people, Jesus kind of uses his usual technique to get you to recognize him in your heart, to respond to him in your heart. And then he will give you the fullness of the revelation. Because, of course, we want to, you know, respond first with our hearts. And of course, once that's done in faith, then Jesus will give us everything that we need besides. And of course, this is precisely what he does with Mary. And of course, Mary with, you know, no doubt recognizes him. And of course, in the revelation, she is the first one to go to the disciples and tell him he is going before them to Galilee. And of course, he is going to be ascended to the Father. He's going to be appearing in power and in glory. Typical Jesus, exactly the way he works, right through the heart first. And of course, it's Mary who is the first to recognize him. The sinner, of course, the one who turns to him in love, the one who recognizes him first. Amen.